If you pick up this tip and use it, your audience members will have no choice but to be wrapped up in your stories, feeling like they were there when the stories took place. As you know, storytelling involves a series of scenes. When you create a scene, it's important to engage your audience members' senses, and we can do this by doing what I call check the VAX. V-A-K-S. And it stands for visual, auditory, kinesthetic, and smell. When you invite your audience members into your scene, you want to make sure these VAX are present. Now listen closely to this just 20-second audio clip of me and see if you can point out the VAX. Hey, but if you had been sitting beside my wife and me just a few moments later on our old beat-up black leather sofa with the chocolate chip cookies baking in the background, you would have heard her say something that can absolutely change your life. I know it changed mine. Welcome back. Let me ask you some questions about that scene that I just created. What could you see in the scene? The black leather sofa, right? What could you hear in the scene? Hopefully you said my wife. And this is key. That's why I specifically used the word you would have heard my wife. Because heard is an auditory word. It's for the auditory learners. What could you feel in that scene? My audiences usually say, I could feel the leather. And sometimes they say, I could feel the love. Which lets me say, hey, love and leather always go together, right? All right, and what could you smell in my scene? The cookies. In fact, you might even have been able to taste them. And that, of course, is another sense. So I checked the VAX in this story, but make sure you do the same with your scenes. But guess what? Do it quickly. That really only took me maybe 9 or 10 seconds to do. You don't want to go overboard and take 30 seconds or a minute to check the VAX in your scene. That's more of a novel rather than a speech. One of the reasons checking the VAX is so important is because your audience members learn in different ways. As you probably know, some are visual learners, some are auditory, some are more kinesthetic, meaning they need to feel the experience. And the sense of smell, by the way, brings back memories more effectively than any other sense. So it's important to use that as well. Here are two important caveats about checking the VAX. First, make sure you set your scene quickly so you don't take away from your story. If you drone on and on about the VAX and you were walking through the forest and the leaves were crumbling under your feet as the fresh air snuck in and slapped you in the face, look, you're going to lose your audience because you won't get to the conflict, the hook of your story fast enough. You don't want to do it in a way that it belongs in a novel. You want to make it in a speech, and that means you have to do it quickly. Shouldn't take very many seconds to get there. So the second caveat is try to make the VAX not seem so poetic. Poetic is fine for a novel, but a speech needs to sound more realistic and personable. In other words, use words you would use in everyday conversation, as if you're talking to a friend. I've seen some speakers say things like, and as we traversed over the gravel and the grass crackled under my toes as the sweet-smelling flowers tickled the inside of my nose hairs and I... Okay, that's okay for a novel, but it's not okay for a speech. Speak like you normally would when you set the scene. That's it for this week. I'll speak to you again next week. Until then, keep speaking up and make sure you check the VAX.